Can you put into words how good of a month November was for you, Patrick?
Yeah, I think I had a pretty good month. Obviously scored a lot of goals, and that way I think I was able to help my team to win with those goals, and just gotta be proud of myself, and just try to work hard again in this month and try to do the same things I did last month.
You had a hat trick in that first game in Finland, the first game of the month. Do you think that was really what set you on the right path there for this month?
Yeah, I think it helps. Obviously, I was kind of struggling kind of October, so it was awesome to see those, to get those goals and kind of try to get things going again. But it just felt like I was still getting decent amount of chances, but just couldn't finish. And I think after that trip, was just felt like the pucks just went into the net in a pretty high percentage, but. Just try to get it going.
Is it partly confidence at all? Like in terms of some start going in, you get more confident?
Yeah, obviously it's as a guy who likes to score, it's when you're not scoring, you're kind of frustrated and try maybe do a little bit harder things like with the puck, like more difficult things that you would do maybe when you have a lot of confidence. And obviously, I've been able to build my confidence because of those goals, and just try to still play well.
Are you a superstitious guy at all during a time like that? Will you try and do the same things leading into games at all? Or
yeah, usually always when the team's winning and I'm scoring, I'll always wear the same outfit for the game, and so that way I can blame my suit or something else. And I usually like doing the same things over and over again if things are going well. So that way, I think I'm pretty superstitious.
So is that same suit on the road here tonight then to start December?
No, because we lost at home to Pittsburgh, so gotta change it up.
What's the next step this Winnipeg Jet team has to take?
Well, I think right now we've kind of just been struggling with our third periods, so that's probably one thing. Just try to play when we're leading by two goals or even three. That's something we've been struggling lately. So that's probably one thing I would say.
Is there any danger of leaning too much on the offense? I mean, you guys can be so explosive and think that you can outscore mistakes or outscore opportunities of the other team.
No. Obviously, we know that we have a really good offense. We can score from every line, and I think we can still. The key for our team is still be the best defensive team in the league. That's the way where if we want to win something big, we got to play better defense. And you can win games with good offense, but you're going to win championships with good defense. So that's something we want to do, and that's kind of our mindset.
Patrick, do you follow the progress of Auston Matthews? And is there a part of you that, you know, when you watch what he's putting up, that, you know, you say you want to outperform what he's doing?
No, not really. I'm watching a lot of hockey, so I like watching hockey, so I kind of know where everybody's at and what are they doing. But just focusing on my own game and what this team is doing, and he's obviously doing great, so it's good for him. And but I don't need to worry about too much what he's doing.